This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being my friend, I said you told us my brother.
Happens to be a place where special, like-minded people gather each week to discuss issues and ask important questions related to our most precious possession, good health. I'm glad you decided to join us today. Welcome, welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob. And you're invited to help me help you by sticking around because we have got a lot of important health topics to cover during today's show. There's going to be something for each and every one of you to learn about, so please hang with us. You'll be benefited by it greatly, and especially when we are joined a little bit later in the hour by our special guest. Dr. Troy Albright's going to be joining us. He's got this year's list of the 2023 Dirty Dozen list, which is about fruits and veggies being scored by the Environmental Working Group, which publishes an annual analysis called the Dirty Dozen. This is a list of the 12 fruits and veggies that are found to be the most contaminated with pesticides based on the latest testing data from the United States Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. So they are looking out for you, they say, that is the FDA and the USDA looking out for you. By looking at this data, or at least compiling this data, and then somebody has to analyze it, and the Environmental Working Group has done just that, publishing their annual findings. Dr. Albright, who is a licensed practicing pharmacist, is going to be joining us to talk about this 2023 list of Dirty Dozen foods that way too many people are exposed to, and they're risking their future health by eating pesticides. Their foods are awash in pesticides. You don't want that. There's a way to extricate yourself from that. He's going to share with us his opinion of it. That's coming up this hour, so don't go anywhere, because the next time you're trucking through your favorite grocery store and you're throwing stuff in the cart, you might think twice and doing the right thing on behalf of your own health and your family's health will be a so much better proposition for you on a go-forward basis. So that's coming up. All right, so this hour we begin with, and you may know this already, they're already hinting that you should put your face diaper back on. You should get your mask dusted off, or out of that drawer that you put it in, or buy some new ones, some new face masks, your face diaper, the one that was suffocating you when you wore it, and you did it anyway, and you complied because you believed in it. And somebody told you that if you wear the mask, that you will be less likely to get a COVID infection, which couldn't be further from the truth. It is a complete and utter lie. Masks do not stop respiratory viruses. We know this. Even Dr. Fauci admitted it early on, and then he changed pathways because he had to get you something. He didn't have any game, so he had to find something for you to cling on to. And it was that dirty face diaper. And now we are hearing rumblings of putting it back on. Please, get it back on. Save yourself from the COVID. Well, these masks, and you know, whether they're paper or cloth or whatever, or the N95 masks, here's the latest. Not only do they not stop viruses from moving in and out, respiratory viruses, but the people who wear them expose themselves to toxic cancer-causing and seizure-causing compounds. Not me saying that. It's the National Institutes of Health, NIH, reminding us in a reshared study emphasizing the fact that wearing an N95 mask, which is, by the way, most medical professionals, surgeons, nurses, and so forth, these are the most sophisticated masks we can wear. Of course, and people believe just because they're wearing them, they're better. Well, they might be somewhat better, but they don't stop respiratory viruses. We know that because I know all kinds of surgeons that came down with COVID-19 and they wore them like almost 24/7. And some of them are still wearing them. Some people are still wearing masks when they're exercising outside and driving a car by themselves. It just, I mean, they are, talk about contagion. Talk about a paranoia of fear that has now been foistered upon the human mind, creating a whole nother condition. Well, now the NIH is reminding us with this reshared study emphasizing the fact that wearing these N95, the most sophisticated masks you can buy, for any reason can expose wearers to dangerous levels of deadly chemicals. Researchers at Jeonbuk National University in South Korea evaluated two different types of disposable medical-grade masks, as well as several types of reusable cotton masks of the sort worn during the COVID-19 pandemic. And some people are still wearing them. They discovered that the chemicals released by these masks, these face diapers, occurred at levels 8 times the recommended safety limit for toxic volatile organic compounds called TVOCs. 8 times the limit that they set for not coming in contact with these toxic volatile organic compounds, TVOCs. And yet when we put these face diapers on ourselves, we're getting slammed with these toxins times 8. Thank you, U.S. government. Thank you, the medical profession, and Dr. Fauci and all the other minions. Inhaling these toxic volatile compounds linked to all kinds of health conditions, including headaches and nausea and short-term memory and organ damage and even cancer in the long term. It's true. The side effects of masking are much worse than the disease that people who wear them aim to prevent. That's what this literally says. Not me saying it. You may also recall, because I reported on this, very radio show last December, that researchers from Yale University discovered that N95 masks do not in any way prevent the transmission of respiratory diseases. That's what they said. So take that to heart. Now, there's also a doctor who's brave enough to call it like it is, Dr. Marty McCarry, who's an MD, PhD from Johns Hopkins University. He's the only honest doctor, one of the very few honest doctors who's willing to go in front of Congress and talk about it. Here's an audio clip of what he had to say about this whole debacle of COVID with masks and vaccines and spreading. Listen to Dr. Marty McCarry, MD, PhD. Go.
Ranking Member Ruiz, I'm concerned about misinformation. The greatest perpetrator of misinformation during the pandemic has been the United States government. Misinformation that COVID was spread through surface transmission, that vaccinated immunity was far greater than natural immunity, that masks were effective. Now we have the definitive Cochrane review. What do you do with that review? Cochrane is the most authoritative evidence body in all of medicine and has been for decades. Do you just ignore it, not talk about it? That myocarditis was more common after the infection than the vaccine. Not true. It's 4 to 28 times more common after the vaccine. That young people benefit from a booster. Misinformation. Our two top experts on vaccines quit the FDA in protest over this particular issue, pushing boosters in young, healthy people. The data was never there. That's why the CDC never disclosed hospitalization rates among boosted Americans under age 50. The vaccine mandates would increase vaccination rates. The George Mason University study shows it didn't. It did one thing. It created never-vaxxers who are now not getting the childhood vaccines they need to get. Over and over again, we've seen something that goes far beyond using your best judgment with the information at hand. We've seen something which is unforgivable.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com. And happy welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We thank you for tuning into the program today.
Now, we're getting ready to introduce you to our special guest. So those of you who are on hold from all over the country right now, Bernadette, John in Arkansas, Mark in Utah, and all the rest of you, if you would kindly go ahead and hang up and then call back when you hear me finish with our special guest so that I may answer your health-related question or take your health-related comment. So hold your questions until you hear me finish with our special guest. And, of course, we're going to go to open topic, all and any questions related to the topic of health or health comments after our interview and also into next hour as well. Plus, next hour, we're going to have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Health Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to tell you about, and a health mystery. And between all of those features, we're going to squeeze the top 10 substances or items for igniting cancer in your body that you want to try to avoid like the plague. That's coming up. All right, now, every year, the Environmental Working Group publishes an annual analysis called the Dirty Dozen. The Dirty Dozen list is a list of 12 fruits and vegetables that are found to be the most contaminated with pesticides based on the latest testing data from the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, and the Food and Drug Administration, FDA. The 2023 Dirty Dozen, and this is important to you, the consumers, you're trucking through the produce department in your favorite grocery store, and you're thinking about what your family needs and what you want, to make sure that you try to get those 7 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables that everybody tells you if you don't eat enough of them, you're going to have all kinds of negative things coming in your direction as it relates to your health breaking down because you're not getting the important nutrients from the veggies and the fruits. And so you dutifully go through the produce aisle and you try to get as many of those fruits and vegetables as you can, but then you read the 2023 Dirty Dozen list, and it's scary because these are common fruits and vegetables that people are consuming. They don't even realize that the pesticide content within these fruits and vegetables can increase a person's risk of all kinds of different diseases. And it's not me saying that. It's not our special guest, Dr. Troy Albright, saying it. It's research right out of Harvard University showing that consuming fruits and vegetables with high levels of pesticide residues may decrease the benefits of the fruits and vegetable consumption, which means pretty much what you were doing was a good idea, but it was negated and, in fact, turned in the other direction of being unhealthful to you. It's certainly lowering your protection against cardiovascular disease. It's lowering your protection against cancer because we know some of these pesticides, including glyphosate, weed killer, can increase your risk of cancer as it accumulates in your tissues, in your body, messes with your DNA, etc. And it increases the risk of your family with premature death. That's not what I'm saying. It's what Harvard University is saying. So we had a recent Environmental Working Group investigation published in a peer-reviewed journal. The Environmental Health found that the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has failed miserably to adequately protect children from pesticides, which is egregious. And the agency has neglected to apply the Food Quality Protection Act mandated children's health safety factor to allowable limits. So we have laws in place to protect people, but yet they're not following them. We're just sort of like, you know, turning the other cheek, looking the other direction. And it's really sad. So I asked an expert to join me on this topic. I've invited an expert in organic farming, who is also a licensed pharmacist, to join me today to discuss this. And as you probably know, or I've talked about this, pharmacists happen to be the number one most credible healthcare provider in the healthcare field with all surveys that I ever read. You know, they go, okay, so who do you believe more? Who do you think's more credible? Your medical doctor, your pharmacist, your dentist, you know, your whatever provider you're getting. And pharmacists are always on the top. People really trust pharmacists. And one pharmacist that I trust is Dr. Troy Albright, who happens to be a pharmacist and also an astute expert in the area of organic farming. And I asked him to join us on the show today to give us the highlights of this Environmental Working Group's published study on the 12 Dirty Dozen list of fruits and vegetables. Dr. Albright, thank you so very much for joining us today, sir.
Oh, glad to be here, Dr. Bob. It's an exciting time, and the more we can educate our general public on what's being put on our fruits and vegetables, the better. And that's why I love what you do, Dr. Bob. You constantly educate the general public, and that's important that we keep doing that.
Absolutely. It's my mission. It's my goal. It's really what I'm all about. It's what this show is about. Okay, so please give us the highlights of this Dirty Dozen testing list that was recently the 2023 Dirty Dozen list.
Yes, this is always shocking to some people, but we've been following this list for a long time. And at the top, you always see strawberry. Strawberries are by far the most contaminated a fruit that you can eat. It has at least 23 different chemicals always sprayed on it. So it's never surprising to see strawberries at the top. So, again, you want to buy organic strawberries. But when you look at this whole report, 90% of the samples of strawberries, apples, cherries, spinach, nectarines, grapes tested positive for residues of two or more pesticides.
Mm.
So when you look at this top of this list, this Dirty Dozen list, there's over 210 different pesticides found on these items.
Oh, geez.
Isn't that something?
Oh, geez.
And so on every crop on this list, except cherries, there's over at least 50 different pesticides detected. And so none of these products on this Dirty Dozen list, you know, had less than 13 different pesticides. Even the things that we eat a lot, you know, our leafy greens, our kales, you know, peppers, bell peppers, they all detected over 100 pesticides. And so we're really contaminating our body with these endotoxins, or I should say neurotoxins. And that's the problem. When you look at what we're doing to bring food to the market, we believe that if we spray them with these pesticides and herbicides and fungicides, that we're going to be able to grow more. We'll take, you know, knock down the bugs and kill the weeds. But in essence, we're killing ourselves, our gut health. And that's the biggest issue I see going on here.
Just people are so oblivious to this topic. When they hear an expert like yourself, a licensed pharmacist, telling us here that 210 pesticides were discovered in this Dirty Dozen list, this 2023 Dirty Dozen list, Environmental Working Group, and data right from the United States Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. This is scary, especially when you consider some of these on the list. Blueberries. You know, bell peppers, grapes, apples, nectarines, pears, peaches, mustard greens, collard, kale, spinach. And as Dr. Albright pointed out, the worst case scenario, one of my favorite fruits, strawberries, one of the most poisonous pesticide-laden fruits you can put in your grocery cart. I know some people are thinking, well, what if you put a little chocolate on it, Dr. Bob? Will that make it better? No! No, please! We've got more after this. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Ryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on
Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Don't you want to spread your wings and fly? Don't you really want to live your life? Don't you want to love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Welcome you back to the largest radio health talk show in America. In very large part, thanks to you, the listener of this show, and we thank you for that. And we appreciate you telling other people in your life, co-workers, friends, neighbors, loved ones, what you're listening to right now, the radio station you're tuned into, the call letters of that station, the frequency on the dial, the time of the day, and pass it on to as many people as you believe could stand to improve their health, and for that we thank you. And if for some reason you miss a show or you want to direct somebody to this conversation that we're having right now because maybe they're not listening and you believe that they should hear this conversation about how toxic the fruits and veggies are in the produce aisle of the prototypical grocery store, being exposed to hundreds of pesticides, some of them are proven to be cancer-causing, invite them to go to my website as of this coming Wednesday and get into the podcast library, which is where all recordings of past radio shows live, so that you can listen to it all over again if you like, or invite somebody to listen to it over at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com, and then it will be directed. The button's up at the top, very self-explanatory. Just click on a button, and you're in the podcast library. Voila, there you are, listening to this day's show next Wednesday over at drbob.com, hour number 2. Our special guest with us right now is Dr. Troy Albright. Dr. Albright is an organic farmer himself, but he's also a licensed and practicing pharmacist and has been for many, many years. Very knowledgeable individual. He's here bringing us the fact that the Environmental Working Group publishes an annual analysis called the Dirty Dozen, This is a list of 12 fruits and veggies that have been found to be the most contaminated with pesticides in the latest testing database from the USDA and the FDA. And we are now hearing how bad it really is. 210 pesticides found in their testing on your food, in your grocery store, in your grocery cart, in your body, in your cells. Not good. Let's get back to this conversation with Dr. Troy Albright. By the way, if you want to learn more about the work he's doing and how he's helping people all over the United States and internationally take charge of the food that they're eating in large part, go to the website, TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. And look at the amazing vertical grow towers that are offered there. Vertical grow towers to get control of your own food. We have one here in the Dr. Bob Martin household, and you should too. Let's get back to the conversation with Dr. Albright now. All right, Dr. Albright, let me ask you a question with respect to yourself. How did you trip upon this? How did you become involved? You know, what caused you to become interested in growing your own food? And have you calculated how much money per year your family is saving by growing a percentage of your own produce?
Gosh, you know, this all started when my kids were born over 20 years ago, when we really didn't think much about organic foods or pesticides. And both my kids had asthma and eczema. I mean, I couldn't believe it when they were born, how they had these, you know, red scabs over their body. And I asked the doctor, you know, when my daughter's born, what's wrong with her? And he goes, oh, that's normal. That's normal. That's normal. Mm. So we researched it and found out it was the foods we're eating. And, you know, then I start scratching my head. I'm like, okay, this is not right. We're not being told that our foods have, you know, have things put on them that are causing us to have these negative reactions. So a couple of years later, my son was born, and he has beautiful olive skin. And all we did is change our diet. Hmm. And about 10 years went by, and, you know, we still were having some issues with ear infections and things. And I'll never forget this pediatrician. He goes, Troy, you were schooled so traditionally that just give an antibiotic, give an antibiotic. Well, let's figure out what's causing it. What's causing those ear infections? And, you know, this is my son. He was about 5 years old. And you know, on the way home from the doctor, we'd stop at McDonald's and get those chicken nuggets for him. And he'd take two bites, and he'd start coughing. And the light went on finally. And it was partially hydrogenated oils. Mm-hmm. I mean, this kid had a sensitivity to those things. So he went into the pantry, and the poor kid, I showed him what the words was. He couldn't even say that word, you know, partially hydrogenated oils.
Mm-hmm.
And we looked through everything he was eating. Everything he had was putting in his mouth, or we were giving him, had that in it. So that's when we started realizing that the foods we're eating, the processed foods, are affecting our health. And we didn't even eat vegetables back then. You know, when I look at it, we're from Minnesota, and we're farmers there, and we didn't eat vegetables. It was meat and potatoes and corn.
Yeah, me too.
Ate. So this trek really started really full force 10 years ago when I really started researching these chemicals. Because as a pharmacist, I'm more of a chemist, and that's when I realized these pesticides were affecting our gut health. They're endocrine disruptors, and they're affecting all sorts of kids at whatever age, even us as adults, and they're disrupting those hormones as well as the gut flora. So we embarked on this and decided to build our greenhouse, urban greenhouse here in Phoenix, Arizona, and to show people you could do this. And on average, we're saving $75 to $100 a month, especially with the food price increases that have all resulted as a result of you know, petroleum, you know, gasoline, diesel, bringing products to market, labor has all gone up in price. We're easily saving $75 to $100 a month on fresh produce since we grow it ourselves.
All right, and I want to jump in here and tell people you don't have to have a greenhouse, folks. It doesn't require erecting a greenhouse in your backyard. It's actually simpler than that, is it not, Dr. Albright?
Yes, it is. I mean, think about it. Each of us have our own greenhouse. We live in a house or some sort of dwelling, you know, apartments, townhomes, whatever. So you already have a controlled environment, just like my greenhouse. So utilize your house because you already heat it and or cool it. So use that house to grow your own food. And what's nice about the Tower Garden, it has a small footprint, anywhere from 2.5 feet down to 2 feet, so it doesn't take up a lot of space, very compact. You put it someplace close to the kitchen so you can be utilizing it right off, you know, all the time. So you don't have to have a greenhouse. You don't have to be a pharmacist or a chemist like myself. It's very, very simple. And the system is designed for a third grader. So for us men that don't read instructions, you know, if there's plenty of YouTube videos out there on my True Garden AZ YouTube, but it's very simple to grow your own food. And if you do that, you'll see your health change tremendously.
Now, folks, I would encourage you to go take a look at this. It is so simple, so easy. And believe me, I have a brown thumb. So if I think I can grow it, you can too. Go to their website, look at it virtually there, and see it in action. It's a vertical, which means up and down, grow tower. Doesn't take up much room. You can have it either solar or electrical. It feeds its own water system once you turn it on. It's so efficient. TrueGarden.com. That way you get control of the food going into your body and not be poisoned all day long. TrueGarden.com. We'll be right back. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Discover immune support for the whole family with Propolis Extract EP300 from Terry Naturally. Propolis has been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense and is used by bees to protect their hives. Now you can experience the benefits of propolis to support upper respiratory function, children's ear health, and overall immune health. Make it a part of your family's daily wellness regimen and keep everyone healthy. Propolis Extract EP300 is produced with a commitment to bee-friendly practices and uses a patented method so you get a powerful and concentrated propolis extract. Plus, it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. Tap into the immune-supporting power of Propolis Extract EP300 for children and adults. Get Propolis Extract EP300 at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
I need a miracle.
All right, stick around. ladies and gentlemen, because coming up later in the program, I'm going to be talking about simple exercise. A simple exercise that could help you to avoid risky knee replacement surgery. It's estimated that more than 750,000 total knee replacements are being performed here in the United States each and every year. And it keeps going up and up and up. Well, a University of California study has discovered a simple at-home exercise that reduces the need for risky artificial knee replacement, which can be highly risky, and some people benefited by it, of course. But why go bionic with artificial parts? You have to explain every time you go through the airport and all the other damage that it can incite and all the risks. You subject yourself to getting these total knees, and doctors say, oh, bone on bone, nothing else you can do. No. Simple exercise could help reduce the risk of knee replacement surgery. That's next hour, so don't go anywhere. All right, our special guest is a pharmacist and organic farmer, Dr. Troy Albright. He's with us, and you need to take a look at his excellent website at truegarden.com. TrueGarden.com for these vertical, in-home, in-office, wherever you want to put it. It doesn't take up hardly any space. And you can run it either via sunlight or grow lights, electrical lights. It's self-contained. And it's amazing. No dirt, folks. Dirt is not required for this. You don't have to bring any dirt into your home. Takes up hardly any space. We love ours. And so you have to take a look at it just to make sure you get a visual on it. It's going to save you a fortune in costs as you're trucking through the grocery stores and lowering your purchase dollars on fruits and veggies. Plus, you're going to be controlling your own food supply greatly, taking a big bite out of your exposure to these toxic fruits and veggies that are typically grown in the conventional grocery stores, and the risks of all the diseases that go along with these pesticides. Over 210 have been found in these fruits and veggies in the prototypical conventional grocery store, according to the Environmental Working Group, and of course validated over at Harvard University. So if there is a solution to it, why not do it and save money at the same time? TrueGarden.com. True Garden, all one word, truegarden.com is how you find out more about it. The stuff is absolutely amazing. Let's get back to our special guest, Dr. Troy Albright. Dr. Albright, a lightning round from here on out. Time is getting away from us, and it always does when I have you on, because I'm picking your brain dry here because it's such an important topic. How do pesticides on fruits and veggies and herbs, like, you know, I'm looking at this. When I initially looked at this, I said, well, let's see. When I visited your place and I went through and I ate all these natural foods and fruits and veggies you were growing, spinach and kale and collard and mustard green and bell peppers and basil and arugula and cilantro, I said to my wife, gosh, these are the very things that we purchase. And if we're not getting pure food, we're taking in possibly pesticides. If we're not getting it 100% organic and guaranteed, why not take control of it right there in our own home? And we did just that. And I encourage people to do just that, too, over at TrueGarden.com, TrueGarden.com. So how do you answer that question? What are some of the health concerns or risks that people are taking by consuming and accumulating these pesticides in their body cells?
What we're seeing is chronic inflammatory processes are occurring, which are leading to all these chronic diseases. I mean, everything from Alzheimer's, dementia, neurological disorders. We believe autism, you know, is connected in this as well. It's an exposure to these chemicals on a long period of time, and they're very potent, and they do affect us on a neurological level, our gut health. I mean, if we don't have a good gut, you know, a lot of people have heard that it's our second brain. Without mm-hmm. that gut being healthy, we're not absorbing the nutrients from these foods that we're eating. Instead of it's being blocked or it's destroying our gut, then the brain is not signaling the body to do what it needs to do on a regular daily basis.
All right, Dr. Ulbrich, how about consumers who are saying, I'll just wash the food, I'll just wash my food or peel it and get rid of all the pesticides? Is it possible to get rid of the pesticides by washing the fruit and veggies or peeling it off?
I wish it was possible. You can get a bunch of it off, but there's still going to be some residue. So the cleaner you can either grow your own produce or buy from, you know, organic or buy from a local producer in your area, you're going to be healthier. You're going to decrease your exposure. I wish you could just get all those pesticides off, but there's no guarantee because they're designed to stick.
Yeah, not only that, when you lose the peeling of the food, there's where a lot of the nutrients are. Why would you want to peel an apple anyway? Because that's where a lot of the fiber, it's where a lot of the nutrients reside. So, of course, people peel the peeling of the apple and they get rid of a portion of the food that they should be eating because they're concerned about the pesticides. That's not good.
No, we're losing a lot of our nutritional value when we have to peel our vegetables and things like that. So it's really sad that we even have to use these toxic chemicals to grow our food. That's really sad that that's been allowed to be put on our food supply.
Our special guest, Dr. Troy Ulbrich, pharmacist, on the topic of getting control of your food supply by making sure that you limit or lower your pesticide exposure using a True Garden vertical tower at TrueGarden.com. We'll have closing comments after this. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice gives me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, and we are back. And stick around because next hour I'm going to be telling you about a simple exercise that could help you avoid risky knee replacement surgery. I mean, there are more and more of those that are occurring every year. Over 750,000 people have those bionic knees put in. It's not a walk in the park. It's a lot of stress on the body. Sometimes you need it, though, but we're trying to help people avoid it. We've got all of that and a whole lot of other news. The health outrage, the health alternative, the product recall, health mystery, top 10 substances that could ignite cancer in your body. That's next hour. Stick around. Our special guest is Dr. Troy Albright. He is a licensed practicing pharmacist. He's here with us helping us to understand that we can take control of our food supply by growing a substantial amount of our own fruits and vegetables and herbs. Now, he mentioned earlier that you can save up to $100 a month by doing this. We're saving a lot more than that, I got to tell you, because when once my wife and I learned that we could grow our own basil, our own cilantro, our own arugula, and all the veggies, I'm telling you, if you looked at the costs of these produce items going up and up and up, we're saving a small fortune because those are the kind of foods we eat on a regular basis. And so, my goodness, not only that, the exposure and so forth, but let's get back to the interview. We just have a couple of minutes left with Dr. Albright. Dr. Albright, remind our audience about the simplicity of the vertical grow towers over at truegarden.com.
Oh, yes. As I said, this was designed for a third grader. So we encourage parents to get their kids involved in growing food because it's so easy to put together, so easy to grow your own food. I mean, we ship seedlings that are already sprouted all over the United States, so we can keep it even more simple, too, so it's just plug and play.
Mm-hmm.
Getting our kids involved, and we get them eating these clean, nutritionally dense vegetables from the start. You're going to see their gut health go up. You're going to see their brain activity go up. You're going to see their functioning when it comes to learning go up. So those, it's not only saving money, but more importantly, it's about saving our health, keeping our gut healthy, keeping that brain even function on a higher level. Your kids will love it. You'll understand the clean taste. You don't even have to wash it since you're growing it in your own house. You can harvest it. It's living food right then and there and has all those nutritional dense nutrients right at your fingertips. I mean, what a way to do it for your kids, your family. The health benefits by far outweigh all the dollars you can save as well.
It's true. And you once said on the show, let your food be your medicine and medicine be good. And this fits right into that. You save money. You get what you need. The body wins. The health benefits. Ladies and gentlemen, check out what it is. You don't need to be a horticulturist or anything else. Go to truegarden.com. Look for their vertical grow towers. Truegarden.com. Thank you, Dr. Albright. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.